From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Fired FBI Director Jim Comey will tell the Senate Intelligence Committee in a few hours that President Trump asked him for loyalty during the White House conversations concerning the agency's handling of investigations into current and former administration officials. The committee released an advance copy of Comey's opening statement, including Comey's account that Mr. Trump suggested that he alter the course of FBI investigations. The statement release came shortly after the Director of National Intelligence and other top intelligence officials refused to answer the committee's questions about Comey and the Russia investigation.
Well, Senator, I just hate to keep repeating this, but I'm going to do it. I am willing to come before the committee and tell you what I know and what I don't know. What I'm not willing to do is to share what I think is confidential information that ought to be protected in an open hearing. And so I'm not prepared to answer your question today.
That's Dan Coats, Director of National Intelligence. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump announced Wednesday he intends to nominate defense lawyer Christopher Wray to replace Comey at the FBI. British voters are heading to the polls Thursday in a snap election called by Conservative Prime Minister Theresa May. The Prime Minister hopes to improve her party's 17-seat majority ahead of what are expected to be difficult Brexit negotiations with the European Union. Results of the vote for the 650 seats are expected early Friday. The issue of security has been prominent in the weeks leading up to the vote after attacks in London and Manchester killed 30 people. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Wednesday's twin attacks in Tehran that targeted Iran's parliament building and the mausoleum of the late Ayatollah Khomeini. At least 13 people were killed and dozens wounded. It drew immediate condemnation from Stephanie Dujarric, the spokesperson for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
He extends his sincere condolences to the government of the Islamic Republic of Iran and the families of the victims and wishes a speedy recovery to those who were injured. The Secretary General hopes those responsible for this unjustifiable violence will be swiftly brought to justice. All countries must work together in fighting terrorism while upholding the universal rights and values that bind the global community.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard blames Saudi Arabia, a charge Riyadh denied. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said North Korea faces further isolation and economic difficulties after Thursday's launch of what Seoul described as several land-to-ship missiles. The missiles flew about 200 kilometers before falling into the Sea of Japan. RAND Corporation defense analyst Bruce Bennett says a series of tests appear to have improved the North's capabilities.
Back in late March and throughout April, the missiles all failed. They didn't even fly very far. They exploded. Since the beginning of May, they've been more successful. They've had now three ballistic missile tests and now these tests today.
The launches come a week after the UN Security Council tightened targeted sanctions against Pyongyang. The United Nations Human Rights Office said Thursday it has credible reports indicating Islamic State fighters in Iraq killed at least 231 civilians who were trying to flee Western Mosul in recent weeks. The fight for Western Mosul has been ongoing since February following the success of the Iraqi troops backed by airstrikes from a U.S.-led coalition and taking the eastern side of the city. Fully securing Mosul would mark a major victory in the campaign to oust the militant group that swept through a large area of Iraq, including Mosul, back in 2014. Myanmar's military said Thursday searchers began retrieving bodies and plane debris believed to be from a military aircraft that went missing Wednesday with 122 people on board. The transport plane disappeared after takeoff from the southern town en route to Yangon. Suspected Boko Haram militants launched an attack against the northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri on Wednesday. Explosions, heavy gunfire could be heard for nearly an hour, prompting thousands to flee. There were no immediate reports of casualties. The Nigerian military said it contained the attack. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.